agenda, 184, please.
Amend the sewer and drainage facilities design manual and delegate authority to make future revisions to the director of the Bureau of Environmental Services.
Colleagues, the Bureau of Environmental Services oversees the design of sewer and drainage facilities. The Sewer and Drainage Facilities Design Manual was adopted by the City Council back in 2007. It's an administrative document used by BES, private developers, and a number of other city boroughs that construct public works improvements in the public right-of-way. This ordinance asks us, the Council, to adopt a revised manual, which includes changes to be more seismically resilient and to be up to date on accepted civil engineering design practices. This ordinance also authorizes the BES director to amend the manual as needed in the future to keep up with similar changes. Here today to give us a brief presentation are Bill Ryan, who's our chief engineer, Colleen Harold, who's our equity manager, and Ben Fitch, who's the quality analyst. They all do hard work with the Bureau of Environmental Services, and we're glad to have you here. Thank you.
Good morning, Mayor.
Morning.
Commissioners. Thank you very much for that introduction. I want to give a little further introduction to Colleen and Ben. Colleen was a design engineer for several years, and she is responsible for several of the larger sewer rehab projects that have been constructed throughout the city during that time.
Great. And Bill, I hate to be a stickler, but for the record, could you just add your name and your title?
My name is Bill Ryan, Chief Engineer for BES.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. And as I said, Colleen's been a designer, and she took on the additional responsibility or different responsibility of taking charge of the quality of all of our standards and specifications, which you can imagine is a real exciting position. We are very grateful to Colleen for all the great work that she's done, and for Ben Fitch, who has also done yeoman's work to assist in bringing together the sewer and drainage facilities design manual.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. My name is Colleen Harold. Ben, go ahead.
And I'm Ben Fitch. I'm an analyst at the Bureau of Environmental Services.
Thank you both.
Just a correction. I am now the quality manager, not the equity manager.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
We're going to do a presentation, Ben and I. It takes 5 minutes, and we'll go back and forth and just tell you what we've done. Again, we're here to support the ordinance and ask you to approve the current revision, updated revision of the manual, as well as then give the director authority to amend the manual as needed in the future. So here we go. Go to the next slide and you start.
Okay, so the project objective is pretty straightforward. It's to update the sewer design manual. The last update that had occurred was in 2008 with a couple side erratas that were not formally put into the manual itself. So simply put, we needed to update the manual and reference what we're actually doing in practice, and standards have changed. So it was just to bring that forward and make it actually line up with what we're doing today.
We have taken the manual, we've updated language, figures, policies, codes, and title callouts and references. We've looked at all the equations, we've made sure they're correct and reflected that. We've updated and pretty much rewritten chapters 5, 6, and 7 that relate back to the zoning codes that are coming in November to you. We've had expanded the sections of choices materials, which in the past designers have had to ask permission to use. Now they're in the manual, which creates efficiency. You don't have to ask to use them. They're there for you to use. And it increases the tools in their toolbox, which we wanted to do.
And we had gender language in our
We did.
Manual.
Yes, all the manholes are now maintenance holes. We no longer call
them manholes. The manholes are now
maintenance holes.
Maintenance. I'm laughing because it just never occurred to me that manuals would be gender anything, right? That would even come up. But as soon as you said manhole cover, I was like, yeah, of course, right?
I wish there were women holes now, but they're manholes. They're maintenance holes. So
I don't wish that.
Let's proceed. So we've increased some sections. We've added a resiliency and seismic considerations section because, again, our city is proactive that way, and we wanted to create just a paragraph or two to really challenge people to start merging this into their designs, in particular with sewers. We also have added the use of trenchless technologies into a section because we do, we are state of the art, the city of Portland, in trenchless technologies. We do cured in place. We do microtunneling and horizontal directional drilling. And other cities call us because we are the experts in those construction methods. And we want that to be in the manual and for them to continue to call us. So those sections are updated as well.
With this next slide, you'll briefly see our schedule and timeline. This schedule has included two inside internal reviews of the manual, the 50 and 90, and it's also included a public review that had two public information sessions, and we have received and responded to consultant, contractor, and manufacturer comments to address their concerns and make the manual better with their help. Another note is if you approve today, we will still be doing our normal public reviews. So this isn't going to go strictly internal. We will still go to the public and make sure that our consultants are aware of what's going on with their manual changes and that they have an active voice in what's going on.
Do you have a technical advisory committee? I know we have the Portland Utility Board, but they're not necessarily the technical experts. Do you have a group that you rely on for things like this?
So we have Colleen went before NUCA and talked to NUCA, which
What's
is...
What's NUCA?
Northwest Utility Contractors Association.
Oh, uh-huh.
We also took it to DRAC, but we do have...
BES has a advisory committee.
Yeah. We also have a BES standards and practices. So if we hit a problem of any kind or an issue where we didn't know how to advance, we brought it to our in-house standards and practices made up of upper management and lower management to help us find the path to solve the issue if there was one.
But I'm glad to hear that we do have public input as well.
We do have public input, and we received some very good feedback from, there was an outside technical expert who represented a concrete association, and they gave us very good comments and actually helped some of our equations out. So, we have received also internal and external technical experts, yeah.
And is it specified as to what the public engagement will be for future manual revisions?
The manual speaks to any edits, comments, corrections. You can fill out a form and give it to Ben and I online, and we'll address it immediately. And that's
all. When you're going to make a change, is there a specified, like you just showed the timeline of public meeting, comment period, is that going to be still in effect?
That will remain the same, even though internally we'll no longer, if you accept this proposal, we'll no longer have to come to you for changes.
Right.
We're going to still keep the same process, so there will still be a public review and comment period.
And that's required in what we're approving?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And I would like to say that no major issues, we worked with other bureaus, they're included in our public outreach, and there were no major issues. In fact, we worked together on inlet ownership and maintenance, so I wanted you to know that.
Thank you. If I might, I don't think that it's great to know that this sewer and drainage facility design manual will continue to be updated. I guess the question is, under what circumstance would you come in front back to the city council seeking our input before you made it? What would be the process for you to seek our input for making additional changes if it was like different than the norm and like is different than just language change? What would the scenario have to be in order for you to want to come back in front of us for authorization and approval for changes?
Commissioner, I can't imagine what the circumstance would be, but I know that we'll be working with our commissioner directly in future changes, and hopefully they'll be able to identify this is something that probably goes beyond this. So right offhand, I can't think of a circumstance that would create that.
I would suspect that if you're about to make a change that requires us to invest tens of millions of dollars into it, that you'd probably want to talk to us before you made a change like that, right?
Well, certainly.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions? Please continue.
Okay. Just lastly, we want this manual to be a live document, so we are going to have a live link. Of course, there will be hard copies located at the Portland Building and at the BDS Permit Center for your pickup and purchase if you want it, something offline. Ben and I will continue to be the contacts for that, any changes or updates. And then I just want to thank Ben as an equal facilitator during this manual update process. And it really made this update come to fruition, and I just want to thank him for his work. Thank you.
Any additional questions, Commissioner Fritz?
Thank you, President Hardesty. Madam President, I regret that we're probably not going to be saying that at the national level for the next 4 years, but I'll say it at the local level. We can do it here. I just have a question about this stormwater management manual. That's different from this, is that right?
It is.
Yes.
But I, along that line, you know, we worked very closely with the stormwater management manual team because we want these to look like a set and that they come together. A lot of the two manuals had great overlap, and we worked on separating that when we did this manual, which was part of why this ended up on my desk, is that overlap became confusing. So we work with that team extensively to make sure that we were in agreement and that the duplication was removed when possible.
And the stormwater management manual, if changes to that, would come back to council, is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I would just say as an editorial comment that I feel absolutely no expertise in sewer design, so I am happy to change this to be an administrative process. I think when it comes to stormwater management, it's something that average people are interested in because we might be digging the ditches ourselves. So I'm glad to hear that you've made those things separate and made them more comprehensive.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Any other questions? I just have a question. If we approve this, this manual then becomes retroactive to January 2020. Is there a reason why we would, is that, am I not accurate in that?
I would like to make it start today.
So it would be, because my question would be if, why not bring it in time to make it start, like, once the council has voted on it? So.
Absolutely. Let's make that record. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Excellent.
In order to make it start today, we would have to change it to be an emergency ordinance, which the mayor is not here for. We have to have four people to do that. I think it's definitely a good idea to make it that, so maybe we could not vote on this until the mayor gets back and add the
I think he'll
clause.
Probably be back. Let's see if there's any public testimony. Have you completed your formal testimony?
Thank you.
Carla, is there any public testimony on this issue?
Yes, we have one person, Maggie, signed up.
All right. Thank you very much. Please hang out, and we'll see if we are able to make that change happen. Maggie, come on up. Are you declining to speak?
Maggie?
Yeah. Are you done? Okay. In that case, we could just table this until the mayor comes back for a vote and just go to the next item. And what is the